It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. 19 minutes after 4 o'clock on this pretty nice November afternoon. A little more clouds than there were earlier in the day. Speaking of clouds, will there be clouds over your Christmas tree coming up in December? A lot of talk about the supply chain and trouble there and that it might have an impact on Christmas gifts. Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, was asked about the supply chain trouble earlier today.
Our baseline expectation is that supply bottlenecks and shortages will persist well into next year, and elevated inflation as well, and that as the pandemic subsides, supply chain bottlenecks will abate and job growth will move back up.
So that's the Fed chairman. What does expert Mitch Milstein say? He is a PhD supply chain and analytics department at the University of Missouri. Mitch, I had you in the Big Ten a few minutes ago. I put you at the University of Minnesota. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, SEC, please.
SEC now, yeah. Okay, so you heard the Fed chairman. What do you make of that?
I actually think he's right. I'm going to be a contra contrarian, Steve, and say that I think the bottlenecks are going to relieve faster than what he's saying. I think everybody just wants to be so negative that they're pushing it into late next year or even further. It's going to go on forever. It's not going to go on forever. We're working on it. I think I told you this last time. By the way, inflation is a different story, which you and I talked about a few months ago. That we've seen a bump up, and it's not going to go back down.
It had been called transitory by the Fed chairman. I don't know that he used that word today.
Exactly. It's not like the people that are suddenly making higher hourly wages because of the demand for them. It's not as if they're going to take a pay cut as soon as the pandemic's relieved. They're going to stay at those elevated wages driven by Amazon, driven by the trucker shortage. It's not as if they're going to say, yeah, I'll give you back those few bucks an hour or multi-thousands of dollars a year. So the inflation thing is a problem. Now, I don't know if it's the rate of growth, I don't think is going to continue, but we've seen a step change and it's not going back.
Mitch Milstein is our expert when it comes to analytics and logistics and the supply chain. Speaking of negative, the American Trucking Association said it met with the White House, I think this was last week. They say they're 80,000 truck drivers, behind where they should be. Now, there was a shortage going into the pandemic, so that was around 60,000. Now they're down 80,000. But here's what jumped out at me, Mitch. They're estimating that once the vaccine mandates come in from OSHA for companies with 100 or more people, that 37% of drivers could leave or retire because of it. That's a big number.
It's a big number, and you know, people were retiring. Unfortunately, some of them passing away, taking care of loved ones during the pandemic, which is subsiding, as we know. So, you know, how did we go from 50 to 60 to 70 to 80? And it's the same thing that we see with other jobs. People need to be closer to home, and so they're either retiring early, leaving the workforce, or taking other types of local delivery truck driving jobs that are still very important, but somewhat less critical as we're thinking about those 80,000 truck drivers. Those are the over-the-road tractor-trailer drivers that we're missing. And I'm glad you said that about the shortage going in. It's not as if this was unknown. Mm-hmm. It was a known problem. It got worse because of the pandemic, but it was bad. It was bad before, Steve, and there's a high level of short-sightedness from the owners of trucking companies, from the educational institutions that train them when it comes to this truck driver shortage. We could see this coming a long way away.
Okay, so if we could fix one component or one aspect to, and that would have the biggest ease on this congestion, what would it be? Would it be the truckers? Would it be manufacturing? I mean, I'll say, would it be the freighters out, you know, off the coast of California? Of course, they rely on the truckers to pick up the goods. What is the biggest cause here?
The short term, if we're talking about this holiday season, right, which I know is the subject that's most interesting to people, probably the biggest short term problem that we're facing are the ports in California. By the way, I'd like to talk about how that's going to get solved and why it's not going to be the same the next time we come into this because of competition with East Coast ports, who, by the way, are investing heavily and taking advantage of the expanded Panama Canal. But right now, today, it's actually not the truck driver shortage. That is really important for our country now and next year and the year after. But for this holiday season, if we can get Los Angeles and Long Beach ports moving the way they normally do, then things wouldn't be as bad as we see right now.
Is it the dock workers or is it the truckers picking up the goods?
In this case, it's actually more of the port workers unloading the ships because, I mean, the trucks, and I've actually talked to truck drivers about this, are lining up. They're in queues longer than they've ever seen getting into the port to pick up their containers. The rail, same situation. So it's a problem for rail and for truck. We just can't get the boxes off those vessels fast enough because the same. Again, it doesn't take a lot of people leaving or taking off or getting sick or unfortunately passing away for us to take this finely tuned machine called our supply chain and make it operate kind of at you know, if we lose the 5% of the people who are working those jobs, the supply chain goes down by more than 5%. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a finely tuned machine. We take a few percent of the inputs out, and it's suffering by more than that, just that few percent, because it's like a racing car. You put some bad gasoline in a racing car, it doesn't go down by a few percent.
We're talking to Mitch Milstein from the University of Missouri about the analytics and logistics and all of that. Okay, maybe I'm going to be a little frantic about all of this, but I don't know that this is a national emergency, but maybe it is. So we're always talking about the National Guard or things like that. Why isn't we can't move people in to alleviate the congestion there?
Oh, I mean, those are skilled jobs that I think, you know, that's an interesting point, and I actually haven't thought about that. But I think if we were talking about doing this 6 months ago, and there were other pressing issues 6 months ago that we had as
sure.
a country.
They were jabbing people in the arm 6 months ago. You know,
exactly.
they were helping with vaccines.
Yeah, queuing up. And right, in fact, they were doing that work, but we didn't train them to handle that type of equipment. I know the military, the Army specifically, they unload all kinds of things, but not necessarily this type of equipment. I think, by the way, go back to the 80s, air traffic controller strike.
Mm-hmm.
And the military did step in, but they were trained in that. And even then, we saw problems. So that, by the way, Steve, is a pretty good solution, but not for the holiday season. We're too late.
We're too late for the holidays. So we are going to feel this. Is it going to be pretty drastic, pretty overwhelming?
You know, I think about that in terms of, quite honestly, the people that have birthdays in November and are trying to get their gifts. And normal UPS and FedEx Ground or Amazon shipping, we're in that wave that you and I talked about. We're not quite peaking. It's going to peak during the holiday season. Again, it's going to get better on the other end. People are going to raise wages. You know, those workers, the kids are going to, you know, they're in school. They're not doing virtual learning. I think it's going to stay that way. Let's hope as the pandemic passes us. But.
Finally,
I think about all those people that are looking for all those other things they need.
Mitch, finally, I've got a reason not to give gifts over the holidays. It's always wonderful to talk to you, and we're not done, so we'll continue, and we'll talk East Coast next time.
I'm the supply chain Grinch, Steve.
Supply chain Grinch, Mitch Milstein. We're listening to, and I hope you are too, Chicago's Afternoon News.